Blog Talk Radio.
Get into your water, face full of your water, have your body dripping that water, your water. Let me dial up in your water, surf up in your water, sleep up in that water, your water. Let me surf up. Saying things I wanna hear, got me ready to fuck. And I swear I'm gonna dive in your water tonight. Heaven like da-da-da-da-da. I know you want some more. Your body is waiting. Just call me your surfboard.
Chop on the crew and Team Underground Heat Cover Magazine. We appreciate y'all. Before we get into it, I'm going to give you a quick little updates real quick. If you want to get inside the next Underground Heat Cover Magazine press, make sure you get with us now, man. Make sure you send your information and send a couple of picks for us to pick from so we can place you on the cover. If you got a business, you want to get your business ad in the magazine, contact us. You want to get your logo on the business logo page, contact us, man. We got you. Also, if you want to get your promo ad, your promotional ad on Chop On It or Club Chop On It show, you need to contact Robert Allen Parker on Facebook or go to Underground Heat Cover Magazine inbox page and just drop the placement which you're trying to get. Let's work, baby. We got it open. Today, we're going to have the call logs open. So any calls that we get today, we will be taking. If people want to talk, that is, we're going to punch them on. We're going to hear from the people, hear what they got on their minds, what they've been up to, and what they've been thinking about, some of the things that's been going on. man, we got action packed shows coming up for y'all, man. We just dropped on Facebook about the whole Black Soul and the Lyrical Miracle coming on Tuesday, the April the 16th, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And what that is Black Soul, man, is a poet here, man. He's much, much more than that. Man, he's also a leader of the community in my eyes. But him and his team started a program and going around to different schools, helping the youth with poetry and allowing them to express themselves. He brought some of them on the first time. It was wonderful, man. It was so wonderful. We got to learn a lot from the youth and their poetry. So he's going to bring them back, man. He got even more people that want to come on, more of these youth that want to come on. And that's what Chop On It is about also, man. We're here to provide a platform so that people can have an opportunity for their voices to be heard. So we thank you to everybody that's been supporting us, man, and everybody that's been pumping us. We appreciate y'all. Also, Brand Gang, Night Train, the Brand Man, and Brand Gang Takeover, April 17th. Oh, man, it's about to be a jerking situation. That's going to be muddy. I'm telling y'all, man, Night Train, the Brand Man, very, very, very cool cat, man, about his business, man. His knowledge is up on the game. He's been making moves. Yes, I had a lot of questions when I said it on the show the other night. Yes, that is Night Train, the Brand. From the movie, From the Mud movie out of Dallas, Texas, man. So we're going to have him on April 17th, Brand Gang Takeover, baby. Then April 19th, Lou Kane coming on, man. Texas in the building, man. Stand up. Lou Kane will be here April 19th from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. We're going to get it in, man. We're going to talk to him, find out some things about him. Man, I posted some of his, I will be posting some of his show footage on my page and also on the Underground Heat Cover magazine page. So make sure you stop by, check that out, get a little bit familiar. We do got some of his music we're going to be dropping for the first time on tonight's show since he coming in. Y'all know how we like to do a show that love. Tonight we're going to give you some news, baby. We're going to give you some updates, and we're going to keep it jerking. You dig? So we're going to go on here and get into it and get this started off right, man. Let's go, baby. HOF show. Yo, you 316, what's happening?
Man, look, man. If you ride with me, man, you need to come on. Ain't nobody finna keep sitting here, motherfucker, entertaining these clown ass niggas.
You better take me serious.
Shit, man. It's only right, you know? Alright, little baby.
Make a tape, cause tape sale. Be the next in the game, put me on double XL. I'm the man with the most mill. Get paid like a bank that you wanna play show and tell. I'ma take it to a motel. I'ma need of a good time, girl. I'ma be real. What more do you want than to be my girl? Than to be my real? You could be my pearl, but you look so thrilled. And I can't quite cope why you seem so right in the thug eye. Looking for Mr. Right, where you find him? Sitting on the block, and you say, I'm your type. I'm the salt, you the pepper, let's mix it together. Leave stains on top of the bed mat. Even though we not together, I don't know if you'd rather be my lunch or be my night snack. Yes, indeed, you can take notes. Take him home to your man, something way you're supposed to poke. To the west, to the east side. Put them legs in the air, pick a rug, take a coast to coast. No control the boat, no control the cruise. I don't want to sprung like I am to you. I control my urge and wanna be with you. Because I'm the tree, you the fallen fruit.
You better take me serious. Cause baby, I don't want you sprung. You're trying to ride with me tonight. I'm not your man, but we can have fun.
Alright, let me tell you something, little baby. Nah, for real, though. If you ride with me, man, come on. Alright, let me show.
Dedicated like Kung Fu. When I kick this verse, every girl say I'm Kung Fu. Hit me up online too. We can share this night like a star, you can shine, boo. But I don't want you sprung though. When I come to your house, break a shot when I kick though. Talk about when I free slow. When I take your land, put them high where the sun glow. Make a tape, cut sex sale. When I'm done, making love with you. Let you suck on my fuss, nigga. Take you home on your mind, it's a man, it's a hard feeling. Looking on your soft nipples. Keep you ready like a gym list. Doing flip for a nigga, really ain't what a nigga want. Cause I'm knowing that you sprung, girl. In the
hard cause I know if I leave, you gon' wanna go. I'm in need of a good time. What more do you want from a thug for the last time? Looking for Mr. Right, well, I ain't him. Can't change, won't change, been a player all my life. Even though you look good to me, don't mean that you're good for me. I'm a nigga with game. Try to play me, but you can't play me. I'm the one with the gang, gotta play my game. Hey.
Alright, little baby. Yeah, you gonna let me show you something, huh?
Let me show you.
This HOF shit real, man.
Man, salute HOF, Wichita, Kansas, stand up, man, heavy in rotation with Trapone, man, and you can find some of their music inside Club Trapone tonight, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m., the doors are going to be open, man. So, man, appreciate everybody tuned in to Trapone Saturday, April 13th, 2019, and y'all know, man, how we do it on this show, man. We do some news, man. We give you some thoughts, some real insights. We play some music, man. It's Saturday, baby. We jerking. We feeling good off of here, and we're going to enjoy the show. First thing I got to say, man, and we got to do this because we got to be official. Got to send a happy birthday to my pops, my Superman, the Beaver, RJP, man. We're doing it right now. Don't chop on it. Showing that love to my pops, man. My father has been a part of my life all my life, has been active in my life all my life. That's the man that I basically tried, wanted to be like. Still to this day, a lot of things about my pop, I try myself to imitate and be just like him, man. Just seeing everything that I've seen coming from where I come from and the relationship that me and my father had is incredible, man. And I love him to death, man. I wouldn't be half of who I am now without him. I don't know what I would do without him. So I got to send all my love, man, for me and my family, all my love to my pops, man, Robert J. Parker, man, the Beaver. I love you, pops. We going to get it in, baby. On that note, man, we got a little news clip for y'all, man. I got to share this with y'all coming out of Muskogee, Oklahoma. Man, it's some real, real cool news, man, that, you know, few people already, you know, had talked about it on Facebook, but it wasn't a lot of people that just really, you know, showed the proper love or the proper respect, you know what I'm saying, in my eyes. So we're going to give it to y'all here on Chop On It tonight, man, and let y'all learn about this student and the amazing thing she done in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Now, this is coming from the Tulsa World, and if everybody that's tuned in know, I am, my hometown is Muskogee, Oklahoma. Got a lot of love for it. I might not rock with everybody there, but the ones that I do rock with, the ones that really do support us and what we got going on, I got ultimate love for them, and I support anything they do. But like I said, I don't rock with everybody. You know, you can't rock with everybody. You can't mix in with everybody. It just don't work. But for the ones that do and the ones that I do rock with and show love to me and I show love back, man, I appreciate y'all, man. All right, here it is. A Muskogee senior once was told that black girls can't be valedictorian. Now she's a number one in her class and accepted at more than 62 colleges. Okay? And I'm going to try to make sure I pronounce this young lady's name right. Her name is Raylynn Thompson. Is extending an open invitation to the stranger who told her she couldn't become Muskogee High School's valedictorian. Thompson said that the woman is welcome to attend her graduation next month. The incident happened a while ago after her transcript got leaked. She said the woman, someone who's not affiliated with the school district, approached Thompson at a store and asked for her by name. She told Thompson that black people can't be valedictorians, which, you know, why would you tell a child that, you know what I mean? And there's some sick people out there. It goes on to say, the woman is likely to be proven wrong. Thompson is set to graduate with a 4.7 GPA, number one in her class as of Wednesday. That's not the only racist comments I've heard, she said. I just use those kind of things to propel me, Thompson said. If you say I can't do something, I'm going to go ahead and do it just to prove you wrong. I'm not going to let your words define me. Thompson, 18 years old, is on track to be among the top 3% of seniors announced as valedictorians this year at Muskogee High School. She has been taking college courses concurrently at Indian Capital Technology Center and Connors State College. I went to Indian Capital Technology Center, too. That's where I got my welding, you know, license from. Shout out to them. Just a little insight. She will graduate school with more than 30 college credits. Muskogee High School principal Kim Fleek said she has been told that despite the thoughts of the stranger, the school district has previously had black valedictorians, Thompson said. Thompson, she said, has had a strong focus since before she arrived to high school. So I got to give a major salute and respect to her parents or whatever guardians, whoever the guardians is that's over her. You got to give respect to them, and you got to give credit where credit is due. Fleek says, I really think a lot of it is just eccentric, that she just wants to be the best she can be. She wants to help others as well, Fleek said. Fleek said many from this year's graduating class, including Thompson, will be leaving a lasting imprint on the school. 62 colleges have accepted Thompson to the institution. At least that was the last time she counted. It has gone up since then, she said. The estimated value of all the scholarships that came along with that was in excess of $1 million. The University of Oklahoma, Boomer, Oklahoma State University, Texas A&M, Clark Atlanta University, the University of Missouri, and the University of Tulsa are just a few of those colleges. Thompson said that Thompson has selected to the university she attends, and it was not one of those, and she said she won't reveal her selection until Saturday. It says, student athletes, Thompson will publicly announce her pick. She scheduled an announcement for 5 p.m. Saturday, which was today, so I'm going to have to go catch that up so I can make sure I tell y'all which college she decided to go to. She did it today at Dean's Chapel Baptist Church, Junction Street, Muskogee, where she will reveal it among family, friends, school officials. Thompson, when she was about 4 years old, spent time in the newborn intensive care unit. One of her siblings was born with some health issues, so every time she visited her new sibling in the hospital, it was in the NICU. I got to see all the babies, and I knew that was something I wanted to be around. Man, amazing story, especially in right now in our times. We got so many kids that are not taking their education seriously. We got so many parents that are not pushing their kids to gain an education. This is a amazing story coming right out of my hometown, Muskogee, Oklahoma. So, man, we had to get that, man. We had to show that love to her, because she's doing an amazing thing, and she's going to go on to be one of the powerful leaders of this country, man, and of this world. And anything we can do to support her or let people know about the amazing journey she's on, we going to do that. You dig? Right here on Chop On It. I am the Mister. Chop On It Saturday, April 13th. And on that note, I'm going to talk to Muskogee real quick, because it's what we do. It's Chop On It, man. We keep it real on this show, you dig? Nobody's viewpoints will ever be disrespected on this show, man. We won't bash you for the things you say. If that's how you feel and that's what you want to express, we're going to give it to you. But on Muskogee right now, but just on Muskogee, Oklahoma right now, my hometown, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about support, talk about unity. And this goes on in a lot of other places, too. We didn't cover this, and we'll do another show where we'll break it down. We're going to break down the meaning of support, some of the actions that show support. We're going to break it all the way down. But dig this right here. I know a lot of artists. I got a lot of bros, got a lot of friends. This ain't a complaint. This right here is just being real. A lot of y'all that screaming support and unity, I reached out to y'all. Y'all told me certain things never happened. To this day, never happened. That don't make us stop pushing. We keep pushing. That don't mean that I don't love my hometown. In fact, I think I'm one of the pioneers on the forefront of helping put where I come from on the map, and that's non-debatable. I show love to everybody. I give love to everybody. I give opportunities to anybody from my hometown that's willing to be real and take those opportunities, okay? But when you try to outdo me or you try to come at me, yeah, I'm going to stand up for mine. I'm going to ride for mine, you dig? I'm going to ride for mine because this is what we supposed to do. But on a serious note, man, if y'all really ain't about that unity, man, if y'all really ain't about that support and you just trying to make a dollar, you dig? You just want somebody to download your music or you just want somebody to come out to your club for the night, man, don't get at me talking about support this or unity or y'all, oh, yeah, Pac-Man, I'm going to call in, man, and I'm going to tell the people what I got going on. Nah, man, you want me to believe in what you doing? Just like I had to do, man. I had to get out here and I had to grind. I had to put it in folks' face and I had to show folks what I'm about. I had to show folks what I'm bringing to the table. This is what I'm bringing to the table and I'm not going to stop. So my advice would be for my hometown, stop with the fake, stop with the hate. Realize that it's more people out here that's pushing. It's more people out here that's been pushing, been doing things that you need to link in with. So, man, I salute all y'all that is working in Muskogee and jerking. I dig that. But like I said, if my team can't catch wind of it and help promote or help spread the word out, being from my hometown, and I would say, what, 99% of my team is from Oklahoma. 99% is from Oklahoma. You dig? So, that being said, don't come at me with the unity. Don't contact me wanting me to spin your music. Don't contact me telling me I need to put your little bro on, and I ain't talked to your little bro in a year. Your little bro ain't never shared nothing, ain't never shared that support. And I'm saying all this to say, stop asking for support if you ain't man enough or woman enough to get that support to somebody else that is from your hometown. You dig? But we're going to let it leave that alone right there, man. I think I addressed it like I need to. So we're going to get back on it. Oh, and let me make a correction, too. Queen Soldier is not from Oklahoma. Queen Soldier is from Kansas. She is a big part of this team. I got checked on that, so I had to let y'all know. She is from Kansas. She ain't from Oklahoma, but she got the ultimate love for Oklahoma, and that's why the King and Queen Soldier make it work. So let's dive back into this playlist, man. What are we going to go to, man? Let's go ahead and play one of the artists we're going to have coming on, man, next Friday. Luke Kane, Texas, stand up. We did it again.
I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm
sure
I stop it again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again.
Can't never stop it.
Can't never stop it.
I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin, I think I did it again, I think I did it again.
I'm ducking
and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again.
That pussy so good I ain't hit it again. I sold it and rocked them and sold it again.
I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin, I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again. That pussy so good I ain't hit it again. I sold it and rocked them and sold it again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again. I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin. I did it again. I think I did it again.
This pussy so good I ain't hit it again. I told it and robbed them and told it again. I throw a stack full of tins. I'm finna do it again. I'm in the lean with the hen. I'm rolling the green in the fence. I won't fuck you in the bins. Lil' baby, she all the way in. She telling all of her friends. Say I'll be gone in the wind. I just be chasing my ends. Y'all niggas fake and pretend. I put my faith in my hand. I like them blue Benjamins. I'm never losing again. Chopper that came with a twin. Oh, that be banging again. I'm steady bringing the end. The plug here through in the van. I just come through with the bands. I just come through with the cash. He fuck around, throw me a hoe. I only pay for a half. Truck weigh me down like a calf. Heard I be holding it back. Say he got 50 to spend. He like it, then he coming back. He gon' spend 50 again. He nigga wish you were in. Aim at the head and they limbs. I had to do it again. I had to buy me some gifts. I had to chain me some M's. I can't keep waiting on them.
I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin, I think I did it again, I think I did it again.
I'm ducking
and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again.
That pussy so good I ain't hit it again. I sold it and rocked them and sold it again.
I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin, I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again.
That pussy so
good, I hit it again. I told it and robbed them and sold it again. I think I did it again. I think I did it again. I'm Michelin in the gin. I think I did it again. I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin. I did it again. I think I did it again. The pussy so good, I hit it again. I told it and robbed them and sold it again. Put my BM in designer. I put my boy in designer. Tell me another supply. The other one price a little high. I got them discs of that five. I had to find me a buy. It roll on my street like a tie. 24, I don't get tired. The money done switch my top. Hotter than grease on the fire. It ain't no sense in this fire. Bitch, I'm about to get high. I'm chasing every desire. I'm who your hope on the mind. I'm what your niggas gon' hate. I'm little but gaining my weight. I had to spray on my plate. You barely getting the tape. All of my niggas is straight. I work for the way to get paid. The dirty the way we get paid. I'm in the field like a slave. Bitch, I'm a ball like the Braves. My dogs is on calls and caves. I would take K with the race. I had to pick up the pace. Running and fighting the case. I got some money to chase. I gotta stuff me a safe. I had to tie up my lace. I had to clip me some space and come put it all in their face.
I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin, I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again. That pussy so good I hit it again. I sold it and rocked them and sold it again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin, I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again. That pussy so good I hit it again. I sold it and rocked them and sold it again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again. I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin. I did it again. I think I did it again. The pussy so good, I hit it again. I told it and robbed them and sold it again.
I'm on Mac, baby. baby young, I'm not your last dude. I ride big rims, they look like ceiling fans. My squad deep, boy, we march like the Million Man. My dick so big, I can barely hide it. Just ask your main lady, she can barely ride it. I turn the club up, I start riding. Took the rally, nigga.
Saturday, baby, April 13th, 2019, man. Happy birthday to my pops again. You're going to hear that all show, man. I love that man right there. But, yeah, man, we was touching on supporting unity and stuff, man, considering my hometown, man, where I come from. But I'm in Kansas right now because a lot of people get at me, you know what I mean, for the things that, you know, I speak on. And one thing about me is I understand everybody got their own viewpoints and everybody got their own opinions. I don't have to agree with everybody. And I see, you know, things myself. And one thing that we were speaking on is I know a lot of people, you know, especially since the Nip situation, have all of a sudden now they want to be, you know, supportive and not supportive, or take that back, want to be united and want people to support their causes, which is good that, you know, people can inspire you like that. But we got to be real. When there's people out there that can help do these things, why don't we involve them? You know, especially if we say, hey, man, you know, for the whole time, it's all love and this. So when that person approach you to do business, why you can't make good on that business? You know what I'm saying? It's cool to run on Facebook and try to blast people. You know, a lot of that, man, it goes on. That's just Facebook. And if you can't deal with it, get off Facebook. You dig? That's be my advice, because that won't stop. That's a social media platform. Sometimes people post what they think on their mind. It might be just for that moment. They might not think about the consequences. Then again, they maybe had. But when you're approaching me and you're approaching Underground Heat Cover Magazine and Chop On It Radio, man, and Club Chop On It, just come real, man. Just be real with us, straight up with us, and we'll be real with you. We'll be straight with you, and we'll show support where it's due. Just like we want to support you, we also ask that you support us. You dig? And like people done said before, it only take a few seconds, you know what I mean, or something like that. And for a lot of people that's booking shows and stuff, man, I know artists everywhere. You dig? I know artists all over. And one thing I try to tell people, man, what I seen doing shows, when you try to book shows and you do, especially if your city ain't Atlanta, ain't some of the more popping cities, if your city ain't a music city, when you book these hip-hop shows and these rap shows and everybody on your roster is from the same place, that's cool. You know, that's cool and that's good. But you need to get out and listen to the people. The people sometimes want to see something interesting or see something different. Not saying the people from their hometown is not interesting or not different, but sometimes you got to mix it up. But also when you bring in people, okay, when you bring in people to your city, wherever them people are coming from, they coming into your city to show love. And when they leave and go back, they going to take that back with them to their city. So they'll tell their friend, hey, man, I was in Whoop Whoop last night, man. We did this show. Oh, man, the people there showed me so much love. I can't wait to go back. So in turn, your city's seen starting to grow. More people are learning about what your city is doing. They got a saying, blow your spot. That's one of the ways you blow your spot. You don't blow your spot by only involving people that's in your spot. You know what I mean? And it don't matter what none of these people that's doing. It don't matter if they been jerking for 10 years. It don't matter if they got the hottest song out right now. In this music game and entertainment game, people watch a number of things. And one of the things also is, what is your scene like? A lot of people were shutting people off from coming to their cities, performing them, and it hurt their scene. It hurt their music scene. Like I said, I'm here in Wichita, Kansas, man. And at one point in time here in Wichita, Kansas, me and my team started doing our thing, it was like the same six people that got on every single show. Every single show you seen, it was the same six cats on them show. On every show, every show, every show. So me and my team was like, man, we ain't stepping on nobody's toes, but we seen something that I guess a lot of people didn't want to step on at that time. You know, now it's different, but at that time it wasn't. So what we did, man, we booked anybody from anywhere, you know what I mean, anybody in the city. We did it for free. We fed people before the show. We fed them all you can eat. You feel me? They didn't have to pay for that. That was the meet and greet we did. Well, we fed everybody performing or anybody that had anything to do with that show that night. We brought them in and we fed them. And a lot of people from Muskogee was a part of this. A lot of people drove up from Oklahoma to Kansas to be a part of this, so they know, you know, they know as well. But what that did is that brought people together, more of a bond. And yeah, I'm giving y'all the recipe out here, but hey, man, it worked. It was effective. And it worked, man. It brought people together. And those relationships that was built from people that have never seen each other before, to this day, they still got those relationships. You did. So that's just a little insight. So that's one thing I would say, man, when y'all booking them shows in smaller cities, that music is not the hottest thing going on in your city. It's cool. You got to do your local, all local night. That's very cool. But it's a million trillion artists out there that would love to come to your city, come perform, show your city love, show you love, and connect in with you and build a communication line, a pipeline. And what that means is that you can always get them to come to your city, come to your show, show support for your city, show support for your show and the people that they meet. Might not say your name every time, might be the person that they met on the show. And what they're doing is that's helping you blow your spot, especially if you're in an area where it's no major record labels, it's no major TV stations, it's no major things that you need, the tools that you need to get on that major level is not there. And it's a lot of cities like this in America, but you can't close the doors and say, just us going to do this and just us going to put it on the map. No, man, it's more people out there that got connections. You never know who somebody knows. But if you ain't brushing shoulders with some of these people, you ain't going to never be able to connect in. Or the man next to you that got an opportunity, he ain't going to never be able to grab an opportunity. So, man, get out there and really do your networking. I got to salute the homie from Muskogee, man. He made a post on Facebook and said, if your net ain't working, your net is less. You dig? And I dig that. I tell people all the time, man, just tagging people or just a brief conversation with them, that ain't really networking. You know, that's the first step. That's the net problem. That's the net part. But you got to add in the work part. So if that means you know, it's an artist, he do shows, you know what I mean, or he got songs, try to share his songs, try to get them out there for him. That's the networking. That's how you complete it. Do business with each other. Stop sitting back with the just me complex, because right now where we at in our cities and our towns, that just me complex is not getting what we need done. You did. So, man, this is the Mister, man. I said I was going to speak on a lot. I usually don't speak on the whole show. I usually sit back and let everybody else speak, but you know, everybody been kind of sending me messages telling me to speak, and there were some things I wanted to speak on, so that's what we're going to do on Chop On It. And we're going to take some calls. We're going to wait for some people to get on the call. We got a nice call log right now, and we're going to wait for a couple more people to get on, and then we're going to run it, baby. This is Chop On It, Saturday, April 13th, 2019. And y'all know, man, we 100% real on Chop On It. You dig? Let's go.
Pools in my front yard, running around in my front yard, no clean in my living room, no good in my living room. Pools in my front yard, running around in my front yard, no clean in my living room, no good 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 in my living room. Pools in my front yard, running around in my front yard, no things in my living room. Smoking good in my living room. Pit bulls in my front yard. Dope things in my living room. Smoking dope in my living room. Laid on the floor in my living room. Trap jumping like what the hell. Climbed down with them bitch scales. Met the room with them big spells. So much weight, need a bitch scale. Days all in my front door. Knocking all in my front door. Got me dishing off eight balls. Got me feeling like Rondo. Block looking like Zombieland. Junkies calling me Cookie Man. Pookie all in my kitchen looking at them move around with it looking at. Can't wait till the first come. On the first I'm going dumb. All the junkies they gon' come. $20 for two crumbs. Each one they come get you some. Straight drop gon' get you numb. Straight drop got them looking dumb. It's a good though, it's a bum. Throw things in my living room. Big pools in my front yard. Laws ride through looking hard. Serving up to my brother bar. I stay up on that. Sleep. They stay up, they don't never sleep. I stay up, I don't never sleep. They stay up, they don't never sleep. Pit bulls in my front yard. Run around in my front yard. Dope things in my living room. Smoking good in my living room. Pit bulls in my front yard. Run around in my front yard. Dope things in my living room. Smoking good 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 in my living room. Pit bulls in my front yard. Run around in my front yard. Dope things in my living room.
Man, top on it Saturday out in the midst of baby. Real quick, man, we do appreciate everybody that's been supporting, man, and everybody that's been tuned in, everybody that is rocking with us, man, and sharing by word of mouth. However you doing it, whatever level of support that you are showing is greatly, greatly appreciated. You dig? Let's get it. Turkin.
Boom me up, JT.
I kept going off. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the place, off the strap, and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the sack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the place, off the strap, and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the sack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass. Got 7 bus stand for a smoke. Got some glove, got a mag, got a strap, got a hose. Got a hater, got beef, got a shirt, got a post. I'm a real street nigga, I'm just doing what I'm posting. Chase 6 fix and I'm getting a little close. Mr. Lean, nothing licking out, nigga, tilting over. Nigga smoking by Marlon, I'm Buffalo Soldier. Don't really need drugs, I can kill your ass over. Off the phone, off a zone in my home. Off the crown to his dome, he was wrong, so he gone. I've been juggling all week with Lil Bone. Fiend won't leave me alone. New dope off tone, like a Betty Wap song. Went off and got on, trying to get my guap loan. I've been taking stock home, like got a syndrome. Got my son a four wheeler, got his mama gemstone. I'm a die dope dealer, put it on my tombstone. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the place, off the strap, and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the sack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the place, off the strap, and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the sack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass. I'm going out like I'm broke, but the bills do. Wet a nigga up, leave him soak, let a meal do. Fuck a bit hoe, 24 with a pill do. Came fresh squeeze, I'm the nigga with the real juice. I can do magic with the soft and the wrist move. Flying out the Cali, $80 for Gorilla Glue. Anybody ever ran off, I'ma kill you. I'ma make a nigga feel everything I went through. Apple juice, shot of Hennessy and the whole deuce. Make a bitch nigga tighten up, cause it's whole loose. Bumpin' black, young to pipe a hug, girl, too, too. Ain't too many niggas fighting up, cause we gon' shoot. Even if dope got cut, still gon' move. Life throwing jazz up a cut, still got proof. Anybody playing both sides, don't got truth. Even if nigga count me, I still won't lose. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the place, off the strap, and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the sack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the place, off the strap, and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the sack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass.
Yeah, salute Luke Kane, man. Y'all make sure y'all check in and tune in April 19th, Club Chop on it, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. We will have Luke Kane live in the Club Chop on it, man. So that's going to be an amazing show. That's going to be cool. We're going to find out what he's been up to. We're going to get a few more tracks from him, man, and play. And we're going to learn about the artist and let him tell y'all a little bit about himself. Now, y'all know how I do it, man, here on Chop on it. You know I give y'all that news. This little news clip right here is coming from CNN, okay? Bed Bath & Beyond is struggling, and it's a turnaround plan includes shutting down about 40 locations this year and testing new ideas with lab stores that sell more home decor and food products. The executive said this week that the company's sales are still declining, and it lost money last quarter. It expects to shutter more than 40 stores if the company cannot negotiate better lease terms at some locations. But the company also has plans to open 15 new locations. The company has 1,024 stores in the United States, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Mexico. The CEO said he told investors during an earnings call earlier this week that Bed Bath & Beyond started experimenting with 21 next-generation lab stores last year, and they fared better other locations. The lab stores have a greater emphasis on home decor, food, beverage, health, and beauty care, that the executive said. Different layouts that aim to give shoppers, you know, a better view of the merchandise. He said in those stores, sales in the experimental stores were 2.2% higher than comparable Bed Bath & Beyond stores over the past 4 weeks. So, man, Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, where they go and get all your smell good stuff and a lot of other things. Guess they're going through it, man. So I just had to give y'all that news there, man. We know a lot of people shop at Bed Bath & Beyond. I know if I've been there a couple of times, not lately. But, man, you just hate seeing businesses go down. You know what I mean? That means there's less people supporting that product. But then it also means that the business also got to pay attention to the times that's going on. Right now, a lot of people are buying things online, doing a lot of online shopping, a lot of online purchases. So, like here, I believe, Kmart. I know the Kmarts have shut down, and it's a few other stores like that, man, that have shut down. And it's just competition, especially when you're in business. It's competition, man, and you got to also know your market, know the market you're dealing with. Man, so here on Chop On It, before we get into the rest of our playlist for the night, we're going to take a call. Let's go on out to the 918-918-5319. Welcome to Chop On It. What's good, sis?
What's going on, bro? Man, I'm running behind. You know, it's been one of them days for me.
Yeah, I understand.
I haven't been sleeping much. You know, I haven't been sleeping much, and my body will do a shutdown. So it did an automatic today, like, you're going to lay down today. So
yeah,
I was running behind,
yeah,
and I was like, oh, Lord. But I got on right on time. To hear the clip about the little girl. Well, when I first seen it, I was the first one to put it on my page. And then everybody started sharing it and it started blowing up. You know, you cannot tell nobody's child what they can and cannot do in this world. You know what
you
I'm
sure
saying?
Can't.
She
yeah,
showed
that was wrong.
Wrong.
Yes,
yeah,
she did.
She proved them wrong. Baby, she can be anything she chooses to be. And she chose to be
and she
wrong.
Proved them wrong in the right way.
Yes. Yes. And she
that's what was so amazing
either.
About that story.
She even invited you to the graduation, baby. Invited
you
to the graduation to show you what she can do.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
I got to give it to her. Go on there, baby. Girl, do your thing. Don't let nobody hold you
that's
back.
Amazing. Yes.
That
that's
is
amazing.
Amazing.
And you
that
know,
is
because you know, sis, a lot of kids hear things like that, and it does stop them from pushing as hard as they could or doing, you know,
and
it does stop them.
And it does. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
And then,
you know,
a lot of kids, they'll take that and they'll use it to, you know, either fight or get in arguments or whatever it be.
Mm-hmm.
But she used all that fuel. And her fire was with education. And you talking about 4.7, what?
Wow. Wow, that is amazing. You know what I'm saying? She showed them,
man.
Hey, baby, I don't have to say anything negative to you. All I have to do is prove you wrong and show the world what I can do. And she did that.
Right. And she did
and
it.
She did that.
She did that.
That's what I'm talking about right there, baby. You got to put into our kids' minds they can do anything that they believe they know they can do. They can do anything.
Right.
You know.
And, you know, if you're telling
kids
that they can't do something positive, you know, that's wrong. If, you know, come on now. If they're trying to do something positive and they want to be somebody, man, you got to support that.
Definitely. You want to see, you know, as parents, we want to see our kids do better than what we're doing. We want to see them more educated, you know. We want to see them with a great career. You know, we want to see them do better things than we did in our lifetime, period.
That's right.
And for you to tell this child that she could never be something and she turned around and showed you she could, that's powerful.
Yes, it is.
That's powerful. She's letting these other kids know that, baby, you can do it. I proved them wrong.
You get it right on the head.
I continue to prove them wrong. And I need y'all to come do the same thing. You know, baby, keep pushing. You got this.
Yes, man. So anybody listening that is from Muskogee, if you're a part of her family or you know her personally, make sure y'all let her know, man. Here on Top On It, we got all respect to her. Much love. Tell her keep doing her thing and keep, man, keep making history.
That is beautiful.
So, sis, I know you've been geared up for Sunday, right?
Oh, man, I'm definitely geared and I'm geeked. You know it. You know it.
Okay, for anybody that's tuned in right now, this is Miss Jack from the show on Sundays with Miss Jack. This is Miss Jack on live. Man, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Awesome show.
Yes, definitely. We love it. We, you know, it's positive. You know, all positive. You know, anybody that can write, you know, hey, holler at us. Talk to us. You know, we want to hear what y'all got to say. You know, I mean, we want to hear, you know, all kind of feedback, whether it's negative or positive, you know. Everybody ain't going to support what you're doing. You know, but we're not
doing
this for everybody. You know what I'm saying? We're just showing the world that we can put some more people out there to show what they're doing. You know, hey, I might come out, I write, I'm a poet, it's what I do. It's in me. I breathe poetry. Other people also do the same thing. Everybody's poetry is different. Everybody's talent is different. I feel mine is a gift. I love sharing my gift with the world. You know, and I would love other people to come in and share their gifts with us. You know, you know Stefan is ready at all times.
Well, I can't wait to hear what he's going to bring, too.
He's ready at all times, but he's ready. He's ready.
Man, you know, I appreciate him, too, because he every Sunday, he ready to go.
Every Sunday, he's ready to go. He's like a camper. He's ready to go. And I'm not mad at him. You know what I'm saying?
Do your thing, honey.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
You know, his poetry is great.
And when he come on and he do his poetry, it's other people out there in the world that can relate, that might be going through some of the things that he speak on, and that can ultimately help them through a situation. And if we can do that, all hats off.
We don't
mind
doing
that. That's
because
what it's about.
What I hear, you know, when people talk to me about my poetry, they be like, oh, my God, I can feel that. I can relate to that.
Right.
I understand that. Oh, that was deep. The poem that I put on the Facebook on Wednesday, that popped right at the top of my head, you know what I'm saying, is some of the things that I'm going through. I didn't even have it wrote down first. I just put it on there. And then before I knew it, everybody's like, oh, wow, we love this one, you know. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That touches me to know that I'm touching you. You know, I love that.
Yes,
you know,
that's amazing. That feeling is.
You know,
and that's why I say I like poetry, man, because of what you just said, man. Poetry, how y'all can word personal feelings, personal experiences.
Yeah.
Some may not be, but a lot of it I know is personal experiences or emotions.
Yeah.
How y'all can wrap that up, man, with words and then relay that when it hits people, we can feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can feel it.
Yeah.
We can feel exactly what you're talking about. We can visualize it.
You know, that's what I want. You know what I'm saying? And I get a little upset sometimes when people aren't supporting me, and then I have to say, you know what, we're not doing this for people. We're doing this because you want to get out there and let the people know you're coming. You know, you're coming. You're coming. And then my daughter tells me all the time, Mom, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You tell Uncle Pac, I'm so thankful he let you get on the radio with him. I said, I'll tell him, baby.
But my daughter, right.
You know what I'm saying? She, right. You know, and she's my number one supporter. That's my number one fan right there. You know what I'm saying? Her and my other daughter,
cool.
Michelle.
That's cool.
They're my number one fans. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always positive feedback. You know, always positive feedback. And I need that. You know, I need the negative too. You know, but I need somebody on my team that's saying, hey, we know you can do this. You got this. It took you a long time to finally speak out on something. Keep speaking, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Keep speaking. You have this gift. Show it to everybody. That's what I'm doing. You gave me the opportunity to do it.
That's that genuine support that matters.
Right. Like I said, a lot of people, especially from my hometown, they're not going to support. But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep going. Yeah, that's okay. I still support some of the artists, you know, and poets here. I don't have a problem doing that. You know, I have no problem with saying, hey, y'all are doing a great job. I'm standing behind y'all. I'm here if y'all need me. I have no problem doing that. You know me. That's always been me.
Yep.
You know, it's always been me. But when you start, you know, being negative all the time about this a certain situation, nobody wants to hear that negativity all the time. You know, we're looking for positive things. We want to see people doing positive things. You know.
Right.
Period.
That's true.
Period.
And, you know, that's a funny thing. It's a funny thing because, to me, you know, see, you know, I a lot of people don't agree with my way of, you know, things I be looking at. And that's okay because God made me who I am and I'm going to be me.
Exactly.
But it's funny with people because, you know, people... It's hard to support some people sometimes, I should say.
It is.
Because,
it is.
You know, they want you to go all out and all out. But in the world we live in, nobody wants to feel like they've been taken advantage of. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, nobody want to feel like you just came and taken advantage of me.
So, and we have been there.
You know what I'm saying?
We have been there.
Yeah.
You know, we can be the nicest people in the world.
Right. And all it is just sometimes maybe just people need to just be like, hey, you know, appreciate everybody that's been supporting.
Right.
You know, and that's for some people, that's all they need. That's all they need. Just that, hey, man, I know you have been supporting us. Salute. Appreciate it. Ain't got to go on.
Right.
You know, just thank you, you know, and leave it at that. And you will build connections like crazy like that.
Right. I remember when y'all used to rap, you and the queen, and y'all would come. And you would say, sis, we coming. You coming to the show? Baby, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. Hopped out the hospital the day before. That next night, I was at the show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then they didn't have no air conditioning. They was back in there. They the air conditioning didn't work.
Oh,
it was summertime. I think I sweated my hair dye out. But I was there.
Hey, that was the hottest club I'd ever been in
my life.
There was no air.
I was like, oh, Lord. I said, I think my deodorant dip expired. They got this fan right here. I'm going to offend a few of y'all. Y'all might want to move away from this van because I'm going to stand right in it, okay?
Yeah, you know, that's what was cool. And I tell people, man, like situations like that, it was dead in there, man.
It was
to do it as best we could, but man,
it was still nice, but God, it was hot. It was hot. I was looking for the sun, like, it's nighttime. What is going on?
We pulled up to the club and talked with the owners, and they was like, man, you know, and that's when they told us, and we was like, oh, we ain't got no air.
And my thing is, they didn't tell none of the people that were coming to support the show that they didn't have any air conditioning.
Nothing,
you know what I'm saying?
Nothing. Yeah.
The only thing they said is you might want to go by the bar first, you know. I was like, okay.
Right.
I'm going to go by the bar. And I was like, no, what you should have said is y'all need to go and grab y'all water when y'all first come in here. You know, because the air doesn't work. You know, you're going to need to pour this all over your body and stand in front of the fan. I was like, oh, my God, I think my deodorant has perspired.
Man, I think everybody in there was like, man, nah, this too hot. We can handle some heat, but that heat just lingered. It didn't go nowhere.
I was like, Lord, there was a bunch of mustard folks in there, but we were there to support.
And that's why I say, man, everybody that's tuned in right now, make sure you tune in to Club Chop on it tonight, man, because we're going to let loose, we're going to have fun, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. If you tuned in, if you've been tuning in today, man, I know y'all heard it from me speak a lot. That's because I mostly sit back, man. I like for everybody else to talk, man, and get their viewpoints because I'm going to get mine in regardless. But know the type of person I am, man. I'm not a biased person. I know how I feel and what I believe, and nobody can change that. But I also accept that everybody else got their viewpoints and how they feel about things. And that's why I can talk to pretty much any person that's on this planet, any person that's on this world. I get along, or not all of them, but I can talk with damn near anybody. I might not get along with everybody, but I can talk with damn near anybody.
That's me.
Because I am a Gemini, and I see more than one side. But we coming right back
I'm
tonight.
I'm a Capricorn.
11 p.m.
I am that Capricorn.
Salute to all the Capricorns. Tonight, man, 11 p.m., we coming right back from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. We opening up the doors for Club Chop on it, man. So we're going to throw a raw topic in there tonight. So if you tuned in, make sure you tune in. We want to hear your comments. Sis, Miss Jack on rocking with us. Sis, we're going to open the doors at 11 p.m., and we're going to get it in. I appreciate you for calling tonight, man, and rocking with me.
No problem. Anytime, bro. Much love.
Man, this has been Chop On It. It's just the first show. Y'all catch us on the second one, baby. I'm the Mister. We out.